my name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. So today it's just a solo episode with me. I feel like we haven't done one for so long, and I really want to try to do at least one a month. I think it's really great for me to talk about things that are coming up for me, things that I'm hearing from clients, knowledge I want to share with you, and just basically have a little chat. So thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic is a big one, and to be honest, I wasn't sure whether to share this so publicly or not. But I think it's really important to anyone listening who's thinking about wanting to work for themselves. Maybe they are working for themselves and they're feeling a little bit stuck. It happens, by the way. And also the timing. Obviously, we're towards the end of February and we come into January, don't we? All guns blazing. This is going to be my year. And sometimes towards the end of Feb, you know, the energy shifted. Perhaps we're starting to question things that we set out, doubt ourselves a little bit. And I just want to tell you that that is normal. That is totally normal. We are human. We function in this way. We put this pressure on ourselves. And so by sharing the five things I wish I knew when I started out, maybe one thing might resonate with you today to either help you get back on track or to show some compassion. Take a break. Take what you need in this moment. So number one is just get started. Now, I'm a recovering perfectionist. Anybody who is in any of my courses will know this, that I talk about perfectionism a lot and how it really comes from a place of a fixed mindset. I'm a recovering perfectionist. I was so nervous about putting new things out unless they seemed perfect. What is perfect, right? What if somebody says something about this? What if I receive negative judgment? What if people don't reply? What if people don't respond? All of these questions come into your mind, okay? And the only way that you can overcome this is by moving from bias towards thinking into bias towards action. It's a metacognition practice. Get strong here. Get in the space of actioning the points that you need to. Write down a list of the five things that you need to do today. They can be tiny. One can be opening your computer and sitting down for half an hour. Okay. One can be putting your phone on airplane for an hour and let's just let the ideas flow. Sometimes going out in nature. I go out every day for a walk. I have my dog, so naturally I have to go. But when I'm on those walks, it feels great to me. I have so many ideas that come to me in this moment rather than sitting down and thinking, okay, I need to create right now. It can be really, really difficult. Do the thing. Start to do it. Start to move. I didn't do my podcast for, I was thinking about it for 18 months before I brought it out, maybe even longer than that, because I was so nervous. And some friends I would even speak to, you know, said, oh, everyone's got a podcast. Nobody's going to listen to your podcast. No offense, but nobody will listen. And I had to kind of bat away these thoughts and these feelings and how that really resonated with me and how that affected me. And I started to realize it's not about that. It's not about anyone else. It's about you. It's about you getting your message out there, sharing it with the world. The people will come to you. We are with each other right now in this intimate setting. You're listening to me. Right now, I'm talking to you. And we are in this together. And how awesome is that? How rare is that now in all the noise in the world? And just think, if I hadn't have started this podcast, I wouldn't have seen the amazing opportunities that it's created. I've launched a podcast network off the back of it with my friend Em. we're creating different powers of conversation for women. It's an amazing tool for me to be able to give to clients that I work with. You know, listen to this episode. Listen to what this person is saying. Does this resonate with you? Let's talk about this topic. Have you thought about doing this? I constantly get curious about topics that I maybe don't know as much on as I'd like to. And so I invite that guest onto my show to learn, to grow, to develop. And I'm only just getting started. So imagine if I'd have never started that. Okay. So that would be my really, really probably most important point, to just start, to do the thing, to get going. Remember, bias towards action rather than bias towards thinking. My second lesson, people are going to talk shit about you. Okay. Now, it might not be anything personal. It can be anything to do with your branding or a social media post they don't like, a name of a company they don't like. It's not necessarily bitchy, like as you're in school and teenage, but it's different. It's business negativity. And that can be really, really difficult to take. Now, I always ask for feedback. Every client I work with, every company I work with. And the reason that I do that is that I want to grow and develop. And if there's something I've missed or something that hasn't sat quite right with them, I will go all in next time so that that doesn't happen. It's those elements. It's those finer details. How can I take this negative feedback and turn it into a positive? How can I take this and grow? And my best friend always tells me and reminds me in the moment to say, what is the gift? What is the gift in this situation? You've gone through this difficult time. You've had to have this difficult conversation. What is the gift? And it's so powerful. Negativity can really, really begin to sink in, especially with the ego. We can absorb it. We really start to feel it in the body. Sometimes you can feel it in the pit of your stomach. It's a horrible, horrible feeling. So I always invite you to imagine you're floating above your body. Let's look at this from a different paradigm, right? What does this really look like? And what are they really saying? Are they attacking my character? Sometimes it can be just bad timing. And they can circle back to you in a year or 2 years or 3 years. But really, really look at it objectively. And I know that's super difficult, but it's a way to develop in business. And you have to be able to do that. If you work for yourself, if you put yourself out there, you need to be brave enough to be able to take negative feedback and turn it into the gift. What is the gift? How am I going to grow? And it's hard, but you can do it. I know you can. My third lesson is to get an email list. Now, I talk about this all the time. If you are building a business on Instagram or Instagram first, you're building your business the wrong way. Unless you're working in an industry, for example, like we had the amazing Jada on last week talking about how she shared pictures of a curvier woman, right? To really break down the social norm of what we saw. She did that for a reason and she made her business through that. But if your business isn't like that, you need to look at the things that you control and own, and you control and own your website and your email list, and that's it. Okay. Social media is a way for you to share certain snippets and messages and fun and engage and create community. And it's wonderful. And it's amazing if used in a healthy way. But we must remember that an email list are the people who are a warm audience, people who you can speak to, and it's just you and them. It's just your space. There's no other noise from anyone else. It's a wonderful place to be. I adore people on my email list, and I always, always say to them, you find out about everything first because I'm so grateful that you're here. So if you haven't joined my email list, I will put a link in the show notes, of course. But I think it's really nice to be respectful of people as well. I don't bombard people every day. When I'm leading up to a launch, maybe there's a few more emails, but I'm super careful about how do I feel about emails? How many emails do I want? Why is someone sending me 1 to 2 emails a day? You know, I don't need that. So I'm very, very mindful of that. And I always want to make sure that I'm speaking to people with a really authentic voice. So I think when you look at long form content like podcasts or YouTube or emails, you've got an opportunity to really allow people to hear your voice. I have some people who message me and say, you know, I'm not going to join your course, so I'm not going to sign up to this, but I adore how you write. I just feel that I can feel your personality come through. And that's why I'll never outsource anything that's in my email list. I will never get people to write emails because I want to be able to speak to people. I want to be able to be authentic. I may have some help sometimes when it's a sequence or up to a launch, but the emails that I send that are storytelling, no, it's all me. It's all me, and I love that. And I just feel so honored to anyone who is on there right now. So thank you. So number four is a big one, okay? It's to remember that Instagram is all about community. It's not about followers and it's not about numbers. And I really wish I knew this in the beginning. I was obsessed with the numbers in a really unhealthy way. I felt like there was judgment in what I was talking about. I felt when I only had a few hundred followers, who am I to be trying to pitch to businesses, to be able to work on my own? Nobody knows who I am. Why will anyone listen to me? And it wasn't until I attended an amazing, amazing workshop where it flipped for me. And I thought to myself, you have a few hundred followers. That's like talking to 300 people in a room. How would you feel about that? I'd feel pretty pleased with that, if I'm honest. I would be, in fact, elated with 300 people in a room to be able to talk to. And yet, why was I giving myself such a difficult time over this? What was the mindset piece? It's all ego. That's where it comes from, okay? Now, ego is not bad. We are constantly in a fluctuating ego state. But to be in an adult ego state, I had to flip and look at this messaging. I had to really, really think about this messaging. I want to create a community. I want to give back as much as I can so that people build trust with me, so that they want to be in my space, so that when I speak to them, they listen. When they speak, I listen. It's a two-way street. Do you engage with people? Now, I know sometimes it's really hard to keep up with DMs. I know that. Sometimes I get overwhelmed. I'll have a couple of hours where I'm trying to reply to people and it can feel difficult. I get that. But also it's incredible that these people are taking the time out of their day to message you. You should message them back. You should reply to them. Nobody is above anyone. I mean, let's take a moment to remember the incredible Trainspotter Francis, who blew up this year. And, you know, there may be people out there who were like, oh God, he's a Trainspotter. He's only got a few hundred followers. Now he has 1.4 million followers. And to those people in the beginning, how does that look now? How does that feel? You never know when someone's going to take off. Similarly, you should be happy for that. You should be proud of that. You should want to create the most amazing way of living and community and be proud of your peers and shout for your peers and be happy for them because we grow together. We get in that abundant mindset. If any of you have been through my course, The Clear Way, and I'm very excited to say the doors are open again just for a few more days. But we talk about the extraordinary mindset. We have a week on this, which is above a growth mindset. It's kind of my own interpretation of it. You only get there by being abundant and being in a growth mindset around other people, okay? It's not a competition. It's all about community. We rise by lifting others. And I fully, fully believe that and encompass that. It's why I invite credible women onto my podcast. I want to share these women with the world. Whoever's listening to this now, look at these amazing women I've found. It's why I co-founded a podcast network because I want to promote women. If you're in this space of truly, truly believing and truly encompassing this, then show me, tell me, I want to hear from you. I want to see your work. Let's rise together. And so I think getting away from the analytical side, the numbers, thinking more about community and the messaging is where you are going to create the magic. Just let that percolate for a moment. I love saying that word, percolate. And then my final point, I like to try to keep a solo episode quite micro because it's just listening to me waffle on. So my final point is that it's really hard to work for yourself. And I wish someone had told me that before. Do you know, nobody did. And there were days when I'd left my job in media. I worked for an amazing magazine, Stylist Magazine, and community. And I worked with, you know, friends that we all grew up together in our 20s working there. And then I went to working on my own, to sitting on my own every day. Nobody told me how difficult that was going to be. Nobody told me how that was going to feel. It was so, so hard for me. I felt isolated. I felt completely alone. I felt like I was the only one feeling this struggle of looking at an email and box and kind of looking at my inbox and thinking, no one's emailing me. Nobody wants to work with me. Everything was proactive. Every single thing in the beginning. I didn't know people who worked somewhere or could put in a good word for me. I created everything from nothing. And I'm super proud of that, of course. But it was so, so difficult in the beginning. It's imperative. If you work for yourself, you surround yourself with incredible women. So one of the reasons I got a membership to Soho House was because I wanted to work with people. I wanted to have somewhere that I could feel part of to go to work with people, like going to an office. And it really, really started to create that for me. I would go in there, work with different people. We'd bounce ideas off each other. That creativity felt strong. It felt positive. It was a way for us to shine, right? It was a way for us to grow together and lift each other up. It is hard on your own. Similarly, you've got to learn when to outsource. You cannot do everything if you want to grow. Even if your cash flow diminishes because you're investing back into your business, do it. Do it now. It is the best thing you will ever do. Rather than sit there for a day on Canva creating graphics, outsource it. Ask somebody to do it who's an expert and get an accountant. Get a good accountant. I left that way too late in my business and it was hard and I didn't know what I was doing. And my accountant now, they are incredible. If anybody's looking for an accountant, message me, connect with me on Instagram at Kirsty Rayner. I will put you in touch with them. They are amazing. Now I pay more. They are probably double, maybe triple the price of what a monthly fee of an accountant would be. But the reason they do that is they're financial planners, bookkeepers. They give me weekly updates. I know exactly what I'm doing. They help me plan what I should be releasing, what revenue stream is a bit lower than another one and needs to be pushed a bit more. It's incredible. And because of that, you feel like you're working with a team, right? You might be on your own, but you're outsourcing and you're connecting and you've got that bond together. Don't do it alone. Similarly, invest in yourself. Work with a coach, work with a mentor, work with somebody who's going to be there by your side. I am so lucky to work with amazing women and coach amazing women, but we create a partnership, right? So we are there together holding hands. That's what it's all about. That's what this journey is about, lifting and supporting each other. As we really, really take on the world, there needs to be a bigger place for women. And in society, it's still not equal. It's still not equal. There are different expectations on women. So let's buck the trend and let's do that together. So I really hope those 5 points helped you. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, I am so excited that my course, The Clear Way, is back open only for a few more days. I've put the notes in the show notes. But again, just reach out to me on Instagram if you want more details. This is an 8-week course. And also you get the opportunity, if you sign up quick enough, to be in a Facebook group where you will have monthly calls for 12 months because I care about integrity and authenticity and making sure we are sticking to those goals. And let's see where we are in a year. It's an incredible offer and I'm so grateful that you've listened. And to those who've already signed up, thank you so much. I'm so honored. So you know what time it is. You know what part of the podcast it is. We're going to get into our mini meditation. And so for today's meditation, I really want you to think about yourself. Take a moment to step away from the noise, to close the eyes, to breathe. to relax and to let go of everything else that's going on around you. Let's let go now. Let's release. Letting go of expectation. Letting go of that pressure that you put on yourself. Taking a moment just for you. And just slowly breathing in. Exhaling to release. Allowing the body to fall into a comfortable position. And as you exhale, I want you to visualize releasing any stress or any worries, any anxiety perhaps that you've been holding on to, the pressure that you're putting on yourself. We release that with an exhale. We let that go. We are exactly where we are supposed to be today. We are here together in this moment. You are held, you are supported. We are exactly where we are supposed to be. And I want you to think about this mantra as you inhale. My journey is unique. My journey is for me. There is no rush. My journey is unique. My journey is for me. There is no rush. Allowing this to absorb, really take in this feeling. Keep breathing in. Breathing out. Focusing on that mantra. Noticing those feelings of calm washing over you. And knowing that you can come back to this feeling whenever you need. Gently opening the eyes. Taking a moment for you. And I will see you again next week.